Okay.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Welcome to the Physical Facilities Committee meeting, June 28th, 6 p.m. Roll call.
Sure. Forrestal?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
And Shim?
Here.
Thank you.
You got to recognize him.
Recognize our visitor. Thank you for coming, Steve, right?
Yep.
So appreciate you making it, you know, especially after hours. And I think your input's going to be really valuable in our discussion this evening. All right, any public comments? No?
Nope.
Nobody's here? So new business, I think the big item is the chiller, so that's why we're here. And it looks like, Steve, you've maybe done some homework on this as well. But I think just to kind of recap, Shelley had, at our last board meeting, expressed a lot of concerns. We had some issues with the chiller, as you know, Steve, I think you're aware, was out. And it's running now. But we also had issues in the IT closet as well. So that's kind of a separate item, I think. But mm-hmm. I mean, as far as the main chiller, I think we were talking about at what point do we replace it. I think we have a big repair coming up that we really can't avoid.
Is there another one beyond what's on that spreadsheet that I just gave you?
Is this the one where you have to pull it apart and repair the gasket in the center?
No, I'm not aware of that one.
Okay. This has to do with the fact that it has two circuits, and one circuit was overcharged,
mm-hmm.
and they had to evacuate the overcharge and put it into the one that was undercharged. And they talked to the manufacturer, Daikin or McQuay, and they've only seen this happen one or two other times where they think it's the gasket in between the two circuits that needs to be replaced. So to do that, they said they are going to have to take the fence out and crane it out, maybe, possibly, and open it up. So I talked to Kevin at R.J. O'Neill. He's our rep, our account rep, and he was looking at least $10,000 in labor for that. So everything else going forward, parts and whatever else, I asked him a rough guesstimate.
I mean, normally a chiller should last about 20 years if it's mm-hmm. maintained properly. I'm looking at, beyond that charge, you're looking at $11,000 over the last 2 years. That's what I can define from that list. Mm-hmm. There's some HVAC repairs that could add to it, but it's not that much money.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go with a new chiller, you're looking at least 8 months to get one.
Right, that's what he told me too.
So you're probably going to have to eat the repair at this point to get through the season.
Okay.
But I can give Kevin a call and just see how long he thinks you're going to be down. Because my guess is, based on that, you're going to be down a whole week.
Oh, for that repair.
For
sure.
The repair,
yeah.
I'm guessing
5 days.
And they said they want to do it towards the fall or the winter to do the repair.
It has to be when the chiller's not
used. They think they can limp it along that far?
To the fall?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I'll give Kevin a call.
Okay.
I didn't get a chance to call him.
That's fine.
Based on schedules. But if you're going to replace the chiller, I'd recommend getting an engineer to do a full assessment on it just to make sure the load's going to be right. I mean, right now it's a 170-ton chiller.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. I mean, I don't think there's been issues other than when it's down. The building cools fine as far as
mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. Cools down quickly.
But just to make sure they get all the piping size right, because right now it's what, 134A refrigerant? That
yes.
might change, it might not. So if you do change that, I mean, you don't have to replace the piping, you can clean the piping out and just flush it. But depending on what the fittings are going to be, that type of stuff. And then you're looking at about 200, best counts I have is like $220,000 just for the chiller. That's not including labor or engineering cost.
Mm. Okay.
So if you start with an engineer first, they can drop the whole scope of work and the bid, well, the scope of work, and then we can bid it out.
Okay.
That's not that big of a deal. I mean, we'll plan a pre-bid meeting out here whenever we get it out to bid. Everybody can walk through. If you have full sets of drawings of all your mechanical, that would be ideal.
Okay.
I don't know if you got them on site or if we have them in the files over at City Hall. And then getting into the program, that's where I'm kind of pushing for the engineer to make sure all the points get picked up. You don't want to hire ABC HVAC to do it and then hire a separate controls guy. Mm. It costs you a little bit more doing it the way I'd like to do it.
Right.
Hiring one contractor to do it, but you prevent this at the end. Or the HVAC contractor saying it's a control person, and the control person saying it's the HVAC person.
The control, you're meaning the building automation computer that we had just upgraded?
Just upgraded.
Okay.
But in the proposal, we could say whatever company just installed that or upgraded it, we could specify they have to use them as the control person.
Oh, okay.
That way, it would safeguard, they know the system, pick up all the points that way, and the engineer could talk to that company and make sure everything is covered.
Okay.
But, I mean, if we got it out to bid August, by early spring, hopefully we'd have the chiller. We could put it in before the season gets too hot.
Okay. Yeah, if you wait longer, then you're not going to be able to do it during cooling season. So, yeah.
I mean, ideally you want to put this in April.
In April. Okay.
And as long as the lead times on the equipment still stay at 8 months, you could have it in time. But based on manufacturing right now, you could order it today, and 2 weeks from now they could say it's 10 months now.
Right. That's what Kevin told me, too, that as of whatever day I talked to him, it was 18 to 20 weeks out.
Yeah, and if, when we drop it, I got a list of contractors that will force this out to. We'll still put it on demand star like we normally do, but I have contractors that will bid this in a heartbeat.
Okay.
The key is getting ahead of school work. Because if you wait too long, and that's what we run into with our fiscal year, is we don't get approval till May to spend money. And then you're chasing it because now everybody's ahead of you with schoolwork.
Okay. Well, that's another.
They have such a tight deadline.
That's another issue that we have is how do we pay for this?
I mean, it would be eligible for ComEd incentives. It's too hard to calculate that right now without the engineer. Some of the paperwork. But we could have the engineer do that paperwork.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Is that's like an efficiency?
Yeah. I mean, by ordering newer equipment, this one is 2006, so you're 16 years old now on this piece of equipment. It's gonna. It should be more energy efficient, but if we add a VFD and a fan or anything like that, it all goes into the ComEd incentives. And we could reach out to ComEd as we're bidding this just to see what kind of incentives would come back.
Okay.
Or when the engineer's doing it, he can do calculations on that. That wouldn't be money we would receive until after the project's complete. But, I mean, even I'm making up numbers. If we could get $3,000 back, we're a little further ahead.
So, Steve, do you have any thoughts if this chiller would last another? I mean, I know you can't say.
No, I'll talk to Kevin, but, I mean, if we do this gasket repair and there's nothing else that I haven't heard about, I mean, we should last another 4 years.
I think that was kind of one of our thoughts.
If we keep the maintenance plan up, the key is cleaning the coils because we got so much cottonwood around here.
So you're not concerned with the last few repairs that we did?
I'd have to look at the physical invoice. I was just going off the spreadsheet that Amy sent us.
Yeah.
So I can dig deeper into that.
Okay.
Depending on what it is. I mean, if it's a compressor here or a valve here, I mean, it's not that critical. I mean, I got one in Oswego 2008. We're replacing the first compressor ever this year. So
I had a while ago asked Amy just give me a printout of R.J. O'Neill, what we've paid them. And we started their service back in 2019. And before them, we had Trico. So I just picked 2011. So I went and kind of looked at 11 years worth of bills. And with all of the repairs current day, we spent $153,000. But that's not just chiller repair.
That's HVAC as a whole.
Yes, yep. Correct. So it's all the units.
Over how many years?
11. Yeah. So I don't know if that's normal, customary.
I mean, it all goes back to maintenance. So if we don't have a good maintenance plan, you're going to have a lot more repairs. It's twofold that way.
That's my understanding as well, is that we had not had a maintenance plan the first few years.
That's correct.
Somebody before you.
Right.
It was a challenge at times.
Yeah.
That's why Trico Mechanical doesn't work here anymore. I use Trico Mechanical here. I use them in Oswego.
I saw them over there the other day.
Very reasonable in their pricing, and response time is great. I'm not knocking R.J. O'Neill. I haven't worked with them.
Okay.
But, I mean, I could have R.J. O'Neill come out, or Trico come back out and look at it, but they would charge us to give a second opinion. But if they're saying it's the gasket, I can't believe it wouldn't be. They'd probably spend 2 days looking at it, so then you'd have that charge on top of this.
Okay.
I just don't want to throw money at.
Yeah.
I think
throw money at a fire.
If the problem comes back
to the overcharging,
the mixing, that would seem to indicate that was the issue.
What I would recommend, depending on what your budget looks like now, start the engineering process. Mm-hmm. That way, that's all set. So, God forbid something really drastic happens with that chiller, you're that far ahead. Because engineering is probably going to take you a good month.
Okay.
Steve, do you have any firms you'd recommend?
I'd have to look it up. I got the one we did in Oswego, but yeah, I can find you.
Okay.
A couple other ones.
Have you worked with iMeg before?
No.
They used to be KJWW, but they're right in Naperville.
And that's where getting all the drawings and all the data or the set points and everything from the program. What a bad deal. I mean, the engineer can come out and get a lot of that. It's just making sure we have as many documents as humanly possible. They won't necessarily go in the RFP, but that way they can make sure everything's sized correctly.
Okay. I also had reached out to Plano Library.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had just replaced three of their rooftop units, and they used Kluber Architects. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with them?
We're using them for the Public Works potential building.
Okay. So their cost was $4,700 for the initial?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Okay. And then so then they used them to basically be the handle the bid process too.
Yeah, Chris Hansen's who we're using over at Kluber right now.
Okay.
We were talking about doing a combined building with Parks and Rec and Public Works, but now we're down to just Public Works at this point.
Okay. All right.
We actually just met yesterday.
Okay.
But no.
Yeah, so their cost to for Kluber to handle all the bidding documents. They said bidding, opening, coordinating of the project was $2,700. And then, so their original cost to replace all the units was $232,000. And then they had change orders, so it came out to about $248,000.
And you might already know this, but an engineering firm, you do not have to go out to bid for an engineering firm. It's a specialized service, so based on state purchasing code, you can pick your engineer.
Because it's a service.
As long as we have them under contract in some aspect
with
the city.
Okay.
It's a specialized item. So, I mean, we could go with Kluber. We already have a relationship with them. I can talk to EEI, see if there's anybody else they use.
All right.
But at least if you get the engineering done, have all the bids set somewhat done other than popping in dates, due dates, and that type of stuff, you're that far ahead. And the engineer should be able to give you an estimate on what the whole project's going to cost.
Put that in
which I'm sure is what you guys would want for your budget going into next year or the following year.
Mm-hmm. The following year.
Yeah, it's never ending.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could get an RFP that was used even on like that Plano project or something we have with the city of Yorkville, just to see the office, you know. I mean, I don't know who would draft that up, Shelley, for us, if that could be handled through
the RFP.
Yeah. Just to get the engineer on contract, unless that's something you're comfortable with.
I got a document I used last week.
I think that'd be helpful.
I mean, it's as simple as just putting an email together saying you want all the controls taken care of, everything.
Kind of your scope outline. But then we can, I mean, that's going to be their scope, so we should write the RFP.
Doing an RFP for the engineering firm.
Yeah, but even if it's just going to one, it's just what you want them to do.
What I'd say is you don't need to do a formal RFP. You can send an email with the scope of work or a Word document, a PDF, whatever you want to do, just to say two, three engineer firms and just say, what do you think this would cost to do the engineering of this? That way you can say you somewhat competitive bid it, but based on the cost, you don't have to go to formal RFP.
Okay.
I mean, one might come in $1,000 less. Who knows?
So for a plan of attack,
I think if Steve, if you have some outline, and then we'll just get a, you know, two or three firms, mm-hmm. you know, just use the email route, but it's going to be that you know kind of format.
Yeah.
For scope. And
I mean,
make sure we include
based on what Plano just paid. I mean, you're probably looking at $5,000-$6,000, maybe a little bit more.
And then that's information we can use, but yeah, we definitely want to get, you know, like some type of estimate or magnitude. So, Steve, when you said about, like, flushing out the lines, so if we have to...
If it's a different refrigerant, you got to flush the lines, otherwise you got to make sure two different types of refrigerant, which will cause you trouble in your compressors. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal. It's common practice. I mean, we've replaced probably 3 condensing units in the city over the last 2 years. We got to do the same thing because they're all R22s and we're going our 410As.
How often does that refrigerant become obsolete? How quickly? No? Because that unit in the server room is R22? And
yeah, they decommissioned that. The government did 15 years ago.
Oh.
You can still get it, but the price is going through the roof.
Okay.
Even before all the stuff that's been going on lately. So you're better off just replacing the whole system, which means you got to do the condensing unit and the room unit.
Okay.
But depending on how it's set up.
Oh, we would have to do that one too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because
otherwise there'd be 2 different refrigeration systems.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think when the last one we did.
Even though they're separate?
Hmm?
Even though they're separate?
The one outside feeds that unit.
Ah, okay.
So there's a line set going through the wall to that unit.
Okay.
But those, I mean, you can do probably under 6,000.
Okay.
And we spent almost that.
Did it repair
it? The old one.
And I mean, if you got RJ O'Neill, gave your price on that, and you try to go out there, get a price on it, and give you a competitive bid. It's not a big deal. We do these all the time.
That's just a split system, right?
Yeah.
IT room. So, Steve, do you know what the expectancy for those are? Is that 20 years, you think, as well?
Actually, I'll give you a copy of this. This is the ASHRAE standards. Yeah, split systems on there.
Oh,
DX.
Cool.
15 or 20 years, depending if it's electric. It's a DX, right in the middle of the second column.
Yeah, that's pretty So we're right there.
Yeah.
That. So that may be something we want to consider just going ahead with, because I think we had a temporary cool and
IT room.
And what I do on my capital budget, well, Oswego has Munis, and we're talking about putting an EAM system here, which can do a lot of this. I track all my equipment, what the age of it is, and then I look at this chart and say, okay, in 2028, I'm due to replace this, this, and this.
Yeah, because that...
And I mean, you might not need it, but at least you have it in the budget. You're not going, where do I get the money?
Everything else we have here coming up, too.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff will be 25, some will be 15 years. It just depends on the equipment. If you look at the second column towards the bottom, package chillers, you're 20 to 23 years. Normal.
That's what ours is. It's a package chiller.
Yep.
I mean, to me, on the surface, it, you know, we kind of looked at, I think we're paying down our bond for the building, like trying to get through that, but being ready to start replacing equipment, mm-hmm. and then we'd have to raise funds that way, I think. I mean, we don't want to use our reserve money for this stuff.
We don't have enough in reserve.
It's not really
to do
what
it.
It's for, so. But I was looking at that assessment that you sent us. That like 30-page mm-hmm. document, which is really helpful. So, Steve, I think maybe we could use your mm-hmm. expertise and start to look at like a longer term.
Mm-hmm.
So, the chiller is the kind of immediate need, but I think the IT room we may want to look at just getting that done next year.
Along with the chiller.
Well, or I wanted to look at which year. I mean, to me, maybe try to get another. Next summer out of the chiller, but look to replace it the following year. I'm trying to go off memory when the...
Yeah, and once I talk to Kevin, I'll know more whether...
Right.
About but yeah,
he thinks there's
like,
some hidden things we don't know about yet, or...
If he says it's
And if you have
bad.
A copy of those invoices, let me... If I could, take those
yeah.
with. I got the spreadsheet, but there's not a lot of detail on that.
Yeah, nice one.
There we go. A little digging and see if there's anything that throws a red flag up.
Steve, did you say you use like a program to track or like keep track of like the equipment age? And
Munis is our financial system over in Oswego, and one of the modules for there is EAM. It's Enterprise Asset Management. We can do work orders through there, and you can put all your assets in there. So I keep a spreadsheet. I started that before we got to the EAM. And I just put it in the spreadsheet, and it's like I take this document, say it's 15 years, whatever the install date was, or year, just do it on a spreadsheet, and it says, okay, 2028, you're due to replace this, this, and this. 2027, you're this, this, and this. Because I put in my budget over there to replace unit heaters, a bunch of other stuff. And my boss goes, are we going to need it this year? I said, hopefully not, but if I don't put it in the budget, then you're going to ask me why I spent so much money.
Yeah.
And as you know, if you do it on emergency, prices just went up at least 10-15%.
Yeah. Is that, so the spreadsheet you use, is that like a template you could send us? Because
yeah.
I think, Shelley, we could just take that assessment report. And I like that idea. I think that's...
Yeah. Is that similar to this one that I did? This capital project one? But I just didn't know.
Yeah,
the
I think you could.
Years, but he would
plug the lifespan in.
Yeah, I mean, mine's very complex. I mean, it goes every size of motor, everything like that. You wouldn't necessarily need all that.
Right.
At least if you list chiller 2006, and the calculations will give you some type of idea.
Yeah, because I think we're looking definitely at, you know, potential costs. And I think, like I had some other thoughts, in addition to the required things like heat and cooling, you know, some other things we may want to do, like furniture or painting or carpets.
Well, funny you say that. Right now we cannot replace, we cannot get the, photo cell outside. That company was based out of California. They were bought out of Acuity Brands, who I've dealt with. They will not sell me the part unless we enter into a maintenance agreement for your lighting system.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's, and I've spent a lot of money with them, and that's where you go.
Acuity
Brands. So I haven't got the price on that. That's why your lights have been staying on 24/7. And we got a complaint from a resident this week. Saying their tax money going out the window. I mean, we could take a chance and put a different type of photocell in there, but based on the program, we don't know how it's going to react. That's my concern.
Right. And
The good part is if we enter on our maintenance agreement, they'll come out, depending on how we set it up, once a year, go through the whole program, make sure everything's reacting correctly. Or make changes, say you want a timing change in a certain area.
This is an original piece of equipment as well.
Yeah, and if they can't get it, they're going to have to do an upgrade. And that's
right.
The other thing. So it's a snowball effect that
right.
could really get ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But to that point, too, I recommend we do an LED upgrade here as soon as humanly possible. I have the one from
Verde.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have that?
And that's how I used it in Oswego for a public works building. You did a great job.
Okay.
But the good part with a company like that, you pay a little bit extra, but they do all the ComEd paperwork for you.
Right.
The incentive check goes to them, and you just pay whatever your portion is.
Right,
of the
they take
total.
It right off your.
Like the public works building in Oswego, it was $24,000 plus. Before the incentives, we're down to $12,000 after the incentives.
And you can, and I believe her bid or her quote was done in phases too.
Yeah.
So, okay.
But I mean, I'd recommend 4,000 Kelvin if you want to go a little bit darker, you can. We did 5,000 in the shops over there, which is a lot brighter light, but they're also working on.
Yeah.
More detailed equipment in
right.
the garages, that type of stuff.
I don't remember what they...
Yeah, I can look at
scope.
It. I think you sent it to me. But that's something I recommend as soon as possible. That'll lower your energy bill. I don't know if you guys are on the program where you guys don't technically pay for it, but it still goes to the taxpayers. That's what everybody thinks. It's free, but it actually is a franchise agreement,
right.
So it gets passed on to anybody that lives in the city of Yorkville. Mm-hmm.
Tricky.
Mm-hmm. Lots of information from you. That's,
but I mean, that's something I'd put in your budget as soon as possible. I don't know what the quote came out, and I could look over which light bulbs, but as you know, Ted spends hours and hours a week here.
Mm-hmm.
A building should be relamped every 3 years. That's what we used to do 10, 15 years ago before LED was out.
Wow.
How long are you seeing the LEDs last?
You can spec what you want. Verde offered a 3-year. I pushed them to 5. Obviously, the longer the warranty, your price goes up a little bit, but Verde set up where I think 2 years covered under labor. I think we're 5 years on fixtures and bulbs. So, I mean, in theory, at that point, if everything gets switched out, you won't see Ted for light bulbs until hopefully 5 years from now. Other than if it's something small, screwing a light bulb or whatever.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to look at the labor savings you're doing, too.
And isn't it a better way to go if you're looking at doing solar panels that you have LED in place before you do solar panels?
Not necessarily.
No?
the solar is going to be different. That's, we're going to save money based on how the agreement's drawn up. And it goes, it doesn't go into our, through our system. It goes back to ComEd's grid. But we get a...
Yeah, it supplements the grid.
Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, you put an LED here, I mean, you're probably going to drop 20%, 25%, if not more, of your energy consumption. If, I mean, we did some streetlights. We're at 50% in Oswego by just changing the type of bulb and disconnecting a ballast.
Which lights are on all the time? It's just the outside?
Just the outside, like landscaping lights.
All your building lights?
Not the building lights, but not the parking lot lights.
And then the building itself turns off at a certain time, right?
No, we turn them off.
Oh. And you should have, still have a portion of them on for
yes.
Mm-hmm. Fire code.
Yep. Yeah.
But I mean, say it's $40,000 for that thing, you're probably going to get $20 back in incentives. You might be at $20,000,
$25,000. For a new system?
For all new lights.
All new lights, yeah. Yeah, I think it was $38,000, maybe.
That's what I thought. It was right around $40,000.
Yeah.
I'd have to look back at it. And it might go up right now because LEDs are hard to get. So that might be one you want to wait till the market balances out a little bit, because right now we cannot get LED streetlights to save us.
Well, and it also depends on the incentive program, if mm-hmm. money is available.
Yep. ComEd's definitely through this year. They're supposed to have a program next year, but the incentive rates won't get set till probably October or November.
Right. That's what I thought you said, October. Okay.
And I think at that, I think after next year, they're done. Unless the state forces them to extend the program.
Oh.
Don't know that for sure. Might have to look into it.
Okay.
But the original contract was 5 years. I think we're in year four.
That's big savings.
Not trying to push you, just throwing information.
Yep, no, that's a big savings.
And then
savings,
the other
so.
Thing would be striping in the parking lot. Seal coating and striping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've asked about that. Do you know, like, have we talked to Bart or anybody about that recently?
Last I had talked to Eric, the city was looking at purchasing equipment to do it.
Oh.
But this
I know they had an old scraper.
Probably over a year ago.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, it was a year ago.
But you'd be down for at least a full day.
Yeah.
Maybe two to stripe it. I mean, they could do it in sections. And
you're talking about just seal coating, correct?
Crack filling
cracks.
If there's cracks in it,
yeah.
And then seal coating,
yeah.
And then striping.
Yeah.
Just identifying those spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how last time it was striped, but it, like...
It was too thin.
It bled through.
Yeah, it was too thin and it wore off.
You got to put two coats on. Huh?
Mm. What's that?
You got to put two coats. If you don't, it'll just wear off, especially with snow and salt.
Okay.
So we still have, to still work with Eric on that, then mm-hmm. try to figure that one out.
And right now, I don't think any parking lots are slotted to be striped this year,
mm-hmm.
but I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
Ideally, if we could build it in with another one, save a lot of money doing it that way.
That'd be great.
But I mean, we're getting ready to try to sell one building. One's up in limbo. New City Hall's getting a new parking lot.
Okay.
I'm always the bad guy. Always give you ideas on how to spend all your money.
I mean, what I think we've been waiting several years for the parking lot.
I mean,
yeah.
Standard is every 3 years.
Yeah.
You might build.
That's how long, at least, we've been waiting.
You might stretch it 4 or 5, depending if it was done good the first time. But
right.
I think it's looked bad since I got on the board.
And the only reason I brought that up is driving in, I see a couple people parked kittywampus through the parking lot.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the lines going, yeah, they're kind of faded. Not saying they're not bad drivers, but...
Yeah. I think I'm a little crooked. I noticed that when I came out. Not too bad.
But yeah, I mean, at least if you slot stuff every year, I mean, if they turn it down, at least you've asked for it. It doesn't make you happy. But I throw everything I can at the budgets every year.
Yeah.
We'll never have enough money, but...
whatever sticks is essentially your strategy.
And then the following year, you just add 3% on whatever you asked for and then see what happens.
What do we have in our budget that could possibly be used for striping and everything? You know, if we were to strike a deal with the city.
How much is striping?
I don't know any of the costs, but I was
just... You're saying just the stripe only?
Well, you have to pull up the old tube.
You just paint over it black.
When is the last time it was resurfaced as...
I should see resurfaced and striped, basically. That's what I meant to ask, but not just restriping, but resurfacing all this wheat. What would that fall under in our budget?
That'd be outside repair and maintenance.
Right, yeah.
And there's $50,000 in there. That's also where the chiller money comes from, too. But, I mean, I don't think we... used all of that last year.
Okay. We should see what we...
When was the last time it was actually done?
Do we know who did it last time?
I'll email Eric.
Maybe we can find out what it cost last time and try to get a, you know, buy some.
Say it was 11 grand. Is that 3% every year? This year I'd add 5.
Right.
I was going to guess 20 grand. Am I close, Steve?
Probably.
To restripe. For
depending on what the stripe.
Refinishing.
It'll probably be more because if they only did one coat last the first time,
yeah.
You're going to want to do 2 coats.
Okay. So they're like repairs and stuff.
I'm an HOA board, and we're trying to resurface our pathways right now, and it has gone up exponentially due to...
asphalt costs have really gone up.
Due to oil, et cetera.
Pretty much everything in this country is...
Well, we're not talking about putting asphalt down, right?
No.
We're just talking about doing
it's crack filling,
tar.
Which has got an asphalt mix to it. It's tar. Mm-hmm. And then the seal coating's got an asphalt
seal
mix
coating.
To it.
Yeah,
right, the seal coating.
Okay.
Yeah. And when was it done last?
That I don't know. They're guessing maybe 3 years?
At least 3 years. I'm guessing it's more.
Was it when the past director was here? Did she have it done? Because she was here almost 3 years.
Might have been before her, actually.
Okay, so then it's been longer than that.
So it may have been 5 years.
And, I mean, if you're trying to cut costs, do the crack filling, do the striping.
Without...
Seal coating will make your asphalt last a lot longer,
which is what I'm looking for. I want, you know, I know it's a share. I know we share the lot. It's a city parking lot. Plus, it's a library's lot. So, you know, I'm trying to figure cost here and what we need to budget for this.
So before was this the city just handling it and we weren't contributing, or is it, you don't know?
I think that's how it was done before. If I remember what Russ said, is that the city took care of the parking lot before, and that it was not a, you know, like going, you know, splitting cost. So I'm thinking that we need to start looking at doing it ourselves, hiring, or
maybe if
maybe
we could to split the
or
cost.
Split the cost with the city. For this.
I'll email Eric if he knows when the last time it was done, who did it, how much it cost, and go from there.
Or, and you were saying it was,
or another way to look at it, talk to the school district.
Yeah, because they do.
See if they're doing any. We have a clause in our contract, as far as I know, that we can piggyback off other contracts.
Okay.
Which you're saying could be a savings as far as...
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, if you hire one company to do 3 parking lots or whatever, cost is going to go down.
Right. Okay. Which Miller typically does the school parking lots, I believe.
Yeah, they got to pay prevailing wage because they get state money. So,
I know they just did this one last year.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Couldn't remember.
Yeah. They're really good about doing theirs.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember if Oswego Build on it bid anything out. Because we added that clause in the, I think, Yorkville did. I know we added on the Oswego side because library, park district, try to piggyback off contracts if we can save costs.
Sure.
Now for solar, I want to go back to solar panel just for a second. So I had mentioned to the mayor about something I had seen over in Ohio on driving through Ohio, and it's basically a parking lot that has these pylons in the end, and the solar panels are raised up, so it actually looks like a parking garage practically. Where
we're looking at that at City Hall, New City Hall.
That's what he said, and I'm wondering if that's a possibility for here. I don't know what the cost is, though.
The only thing with that, and we're running that at City Hall. Normally, those are on 10-foot poles.
Yeah.
To do get big equipment in the snowplow, you're looking at 12-foot. So the company's looking in to see if there's extensions that they can boost these up. It's great for cars.
Yes.
But from a plowing standpoint, it makes it real testy. I don't even want to do them in the parking lot for that reason, well, because Ted's going to be the one out there parked. We already ripped out the islands in the parking lot to make life easier. And if we put these canopies in, you're going to have several sections of these, and now you're trying to fit a plow through.
Yeah.
And technically, I mean, it's got to reduce the amount of snow that's also underneath.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're not going to...
No, in theory, under there, unless it's a blowing sideways,
exactly,
you should be in better shape there. It's
right.
Like you still got to get around the outsides of them.
Exactly. It seems like it would also be good in the summer, too. I mean, it's a shade.
Yeah. And
it reduces,
We're looking one out at Tremont, the parkway there, putting it over one of the pathways.
Where's that?
Out 224 Tremont.
Yeah.
One of the wells.
Okay.
That park right there. We're looking at putting one of those across one of the pathways.
Because mm-hmm. I think that might be something for here too. If we can, I just don't know what the cost is.
Yeah.
For that.
I mean, in the right direction. I mean, as far as
right.
trying to get it, it's mm-hmm. just.
Why would you not put it on the roof?
You could do both.
Yeah, you can do both.
I mean, right now, New City Hall, if we go through with everything, we're doing the canopies in the parking lot and then that field
mm-hmm.
to the west, that's all going to be covered with solar panels.
Gotcha. I would think that.
But one of the requirements on most solar fields and everything is you got to have a fence around it.
Right, just like over at the
county.
At the sheriff's.
Do you eliminate parking by putting it in the parking lot? Or
you'll lose some spaces
okay.
based on the columns.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you could, they're planning on putting squad cars on it.
Parking
underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like that option better than putting it on the roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we do the roof, don't we have, I mean, at least I would feel easier if there was a load calculation to make sure that it's okay for the roof.
Oh, they'll do all that before we even proceed. And age of the roof, if it's close, we replace the roof.
Oh, wow.
Beforehand. Not saying this is a guarantee.
Oh.
But we've had several meetings on this where if we're putting them on a roof and we got 5 years left on that roof, what are we doing? Because it's stupid to throw these things up there, and then 5 years later, we got to rip them off.
Right.
Because I think it's a 20-year agreement on the solar.
Wow. Okay. So you need a new roof.
Oh, geez.
Right.
Well,
Shelly, do you have that in the budget too?
Standing seam panel.
There's already been a roofing contractor that came out with that.
Really?
And looked at the roof.
Oh, really?
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For the flat part?
All of it. Any place where we're putting solar, or thinking about putting solar.
Okay.
Any buildings affected, we're done that. We've shaved the list down because some buildings just weren't going to be the right move.
Okay.
So this is consideration for all buildings within the...
I think we're down to 5 or 6 buildings now. Some of them, it just wasn't going to be cost efficient to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'll talk to
Kevin
mm-hmm. about the repair.
Is it Kevin O'Neill or is it one of the other?
Kevin, I'll send you his contact
information. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
And then will you send me the, this is for contacting an engineer
mm-hmm.
to bid. If you want to send me a couple contacts
yep.
and what the scope of work I'm looking for mm-hmm. kind of thing, that would be great.
Okay. I'll try to get to it by the end of the week.
Okay. Anything else, guys?
Anything else?
This is a little daunting.
Yeah, it's a little.
Just find more money. That's
it's only money.
Yeah. No big task.
That's That's probably another committee, a finance committee talk.
Finance committee.
Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah, you guys.
Yeah, you guys figured out.
Say this is what you want to spend. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. It's not gonna be a big
sum. Half of it now.
Yeah.
Half of it in a year.
And that FCA report gives you a lot of data on when stuff they're expecting life expectancy on that on the.
Yeah, it does. I. This was really
I'm not
nice.
Saying it's a perfect document, but it gives you some ideas of when stuff's going to go right place. And they threw budget numbers
this
at
to
it.
You guys too. Yeah. This was right here, the lifespans and that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And costing back in 2017. So.
Yeah, it's pretty useful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
Anything
else?
No, I think this is good for now. Maybe next time we can talk about some other things. But I think we want to definitely look at stuff down the road because, you know, we don't want to have an emergency meeting like this too many times. So, I mean, we should plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, 20 years is a milestone that's not that far away. I mean, if we start now. You don't want
right.
to wait till it's 20 years and then
I don't
do
believe
it right
this
now.
Has ever been done. Capital improvement plan. Planning. So. Yeah.
We've got air handlers and other things too.
Yeah, I mean, air handlers will usually last a long time.
30 years?
Yeah.
Good.
There's not much really to them. You replace the coil. If it's a condensing unit type, it's not that much.
So it's just the lighting and the HVAC that's
yeah.
our big concerns right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, look at the boilers, their age, too.
Oh, yeah.
That would be another one that.
You know, we had a repair of boilers, what, about 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're about 25 years on those.
Yeah.
Steve, like our pumps,
mm-hmm.
or,
should we look at,
boilers or something
would it make sense to...
If they're huge pumps, yes. If they're just a small inline boiler pump,
no.
you can get those off the shelf.
Okay. Yeah, if they go down, you can. Oh, well, this is helpful.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, you got
it. You got more work out of it.